This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The construction of Jewish housing has increased sharply in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Palestinians want both of those areas to be part of a future Palestinian state, and so the building has complicated stalled peace talks. The construction comes after a building moratorium in some areas expired last year, and it is affecting the lives of Palestinians. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro visited a tiny village on the edge of Jerusalem.
In Welij's recent history, the village has been moved, its people scattered, its land eroded, and now they're facing isolation. Palestinians here say it's a microcosm of the conflict, and it shows no signs of abating.
My name is Ahmed Darras. My village is Al-Welij.
We are sitting near the village spring on a blustery winter day with one of the village elders. Darash recounts how in 1948, when the State of Israel was created, the village was captured and many residents fled to other countries. Those who remained moved across the valley and into caves. Slowly, they began to rebuild the village on land located in what was then territory controlled by Jordan. Then after the 1967 war, Israel took over the area. Land was slowly expropriated, Darash says. Houses were demolished. And then the settlements started to rise. Now Walij falls half in and half out of the boundaries of Jerusalem, and it's almost completely surrounded by the settlements. On the crest of the hill behind it is the settlement of Har Gilo. On another flank is the huge Gilo East Jerusalem settlement. And then recently came the news that more land was going to be confiscated to finish building a wall that will completely fence the village in.
This wall will eat up more than 2,000 dunums of Walij land.
Land that has two important landmarks that are essential to village life. We walk down into the farmlands that nestle in a steep valley. Nadia Awadalla lives in Al-Walij.
All this area in front of you here is going to be confiscated by the Israelis. It includes graveyards, a graveyard here to your right and a graveyard here to your left. There's also a spring of water from which the whole village gets its water. They want to include it in the area which they want to confiscate.
Underneath the row of trees are several mounds built into the hillside. Among those buried here was a young man who was killed during the first Palestinian uprising in the late 1980s. His father just died this past month, but says Nadia, they buried him in another part of the village.
One reason why we did not bury his father here is because of the risk that we take in burying a new one here. Imagine burying him and then the Israelis coming and opening the grave and desecrating his grave. So we did not take a chance.
The villagers have petitioned the court to stop construction of the wall near the graves and spring. And while the case is being reviewed, building in this area has halted. But nearby, work is continuing on a new access road for settlers. It, too, is on land that was once part of Walij. And above them in Har Gilo, new homes are being built. Meanwhile, the villagers say any new home they try to build is under threat of demolition by Israel. Sitting in his plastic chair, Elder Ahmed Darash tells a children's fable to describe what is happening to his village. A cat was asked to equally distribute two pieces of cheese to two mice, he says. Each time he'd weigh one of the morsels, he'd take a bite. Eventually, there was nothing. And then, he says, the cat ate the mice as well. We are, he says, at Israel's mercy. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.